Oh, the Killarney Hotels Collection, which consists of the Europe Hotel and Resort, the Dunloe Hotel and Gardens, and the Ardnasheagh Country House as well, have come out and have made changes to employee benefits for their employees. With me on the line to talk about this and talk about the decision that was made in relation to it is Michael Brennan, who is Managing Director of the Killarney Hotels Collection. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, you have made this announcement that you're increasing your employee benefits this week. As of the 1st of August, the company's family leave policy has been extended to include payment for employees who are on maternity, adoptive and paternity leave, something that's not legally required here in Ireland. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I think, as everyone knows, recruitment in the hotel sector is a very difficult thing at the moment. We're all struggling to recruit people, and we want to give enhanced benefits to our employees to be seen as the employer of choice within the hotel industry in Killarney and help us to retain the wonderful staff that we have.
Is it a reflection of just how difficult that process has become over the last number of years and what we've gone through, the loss of so many senior people in particular to other industries and the difficulty in finding, identifying and then the key word, retaining top talent?
Yeah, obviously what we've all gone through in recent years, a number of people have left the industry. We're very fortunate here in Killarney Hotels in that we invested heavily in our employee facilities here. We built on-site accommodation for people. So that meant that we were at least able to provide accommodation for the staff when we were recruiting them. And we have a number of employees that are with us for a long time. And this is just another enhancement to them to show our appreciation and also to encourage people to stay with us. And that's what we want. Retention is the most important thing.
It often gets said, Michael, in the debate in relation to attracting staff and getting people to view hospitality as a long-term career, that the benefits aren't right or more should be done, or that the industry has a reputation. Now, whether it's a misconception or maybe it's a reality in some areas, not every employer is the same. There's always some employers that won't do the right thing and other employers then that are doing the right thing, that you need to bring these things in, communicate them to ensure people can say, well, look, if I go into this industry, there are protections, there are benefits. I will have a quality of life outside work. It's not all night shifts and double shifts.
Yeah, I think the reputation the industry has is not fair on everybody. There may be some people that don't follow the rules and pay appropriately, which I have no time for. We are a quality employer. We're members of the Irish Hotels Federation Quality Employer Programme. We have a large number of people that are with us for a very long time. I myself am 20 years with the company this year, and we would have at least, 100 people that would have more than 20 years service with the company. And, yeah, and that's a reflection of the quality of the employer that the Leeper family is.
Yeah. Michael, are you a company that's moving on this, and do you expect that other people, other hotels, I won't say at your level, whether it's stars or otherwise in the industry, this will lead to others adopting these sort of policies to keep their staff and to attract new ones in?
Absolutely. I think it's something that everybody has to look at, various ways to retain the staff. And, it's not just the maternity benefit. We have increased pension contributions, employers' pension contributions, death and service benefit. We've just gone for planning permission for another 40 rooms for staff accommodation, another huge investment in Killarney. And I think other employers will have to look at these things as well.
Were you driven to that, Michael, by the issues surrounding the housing crisis and the accommodation crisis for people working in hospitality, particularly, I suppose, in a town as popular, as busy and in demand as Killarney?
We were. I mean, absolutely. We all know how difficult it is to get accommodation in Killarney and what the rents are. And by able to provide quality accommodation on site has made a huge benefit to us.
Yeah, it's another big factor in terms of attracting and holding on to people. Michael, how is the season going?
The season is going really, really well. We're delighted with our staycations. The Irish market is very buoyant, and as is the North American market, and we're having a great season across all three hotels.
Yeah, that American market, the international market, has it rebounded as was hoped, I suppose, from
Absolutely.
The pre-pandemic levels?
It has, and obviously the problem with the flights and things like that has not helped. But we're very positive for next year and beyond. The bookings coming in for 2023 and 2024 from North America are very strong.
Yeah, certainly are. Well, listen, Michael, thanks very much for talking to us about your decision and about why you've taken it on the programme this morning, and hope the rest of the season goes well.
Thank you very much.
There you go, Michael Brennan there of the Killarney Hotels Collection. This is the Ardnasea Country House, the Europe Hotel and Resort, and the Dunloe Hotel and Gardens as well. Three top-of-the-range hotels increasing its employee benefits this week. As of the 1st of August, the company's family leave policy has been extended to include payment for employees who are on maternity leave, adoptive and paternity leave. Not legally required, they're doing it. They're building more staff accommodation. They are developing other policies as well to ensure that they can retain and hold on to experienced staff. Is this the way the industry is moving now, or having to move because of the twin crisis of, number one, finding accommodation for your staff, and number two, being able to attract people to become staff in the first place after the two rough years, uncertain years for people in hospitality?